Velkommen til denne udsendelse fra Troens Ord. Lyt med og vær velsignet.
So 12 years ago, suddenly we didn't have an interpreter in Vesola.
Så i Vesola for en 10-12 år siden, der havde vi pludselig ikke nogen oversætter.
So Pastor Sergei, he put his daughter on.
Så satte Pastor Sergei hans datter på.
And I thought, will she translate?
Og jeg tænkte på,
with the English
kunne hun oversætte
that I knew she could.
Med det engelske, som jeg vidste, hun kendte til.
But I found out she could a little more than I knew.
Men jeg fandt ud af, at hun kunne faktisk lidt mere end mig.
And after a couple of meetings,
og efter et par møder,
it was just flowing.
Så flød det bare.
So and this has been a great blessing.
Og det har været en stor velsignelse.
But God is good.
Og Gud er god.
All the time.
Hele tiden.
And he's good here today.
Og han er god her i dag.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
To you and I.
For du
and
og jeg.
And he is doing good things.
Og han gør gode ting.
Amen. Always.
Altid.
Always remember that.
Husk altid på det.
He is only doing good things.
Han gør kun gode ting.
But bad things are happening.
Men der sker dårlige ting.
Around us.
Omkring os.
But God is still good.
Men Gud, han er stadig
and doing only the good things.
Og han gør kun gode ting.
Amen.
Amen.
And even sometimes bad things happen in our lives.
Og nogle gange så kan der også ske dårlige ting i vores liv.
But God is not the author of that.
Men det er ikke Gud, der skaber det.
Can you say amen?
Kan du sige amen?
But because there is a bad devil.
Fordi der er en dårlig djævel.
And he is only doing bad things.
Og han gør kun slemme ting.
He cannot do good.
Han kan ikke gøre godt.
Because he is bad.
Fordi han er dårlig.
And it's in him.
Og det er i ham.
But God is good.
Men Gud er god.
And it's in him.
Og det er i ham.
Amen. And he lives in us.
Amen. Og han lever i
so
os.
You and I,
så du og jeg.
We can do good things.
Vi kan gøre gode ting.
Also.
Også.
Because we are created in him.
Fordi vi er skabt i ham.
For good works.
Til gode gerninger.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Halleluja.
And he changed our life.
Og han forandrer vores liv.
From bad to good.
Fra dårligt til godt.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And he is here today.
Og han er her i dag.
And we are worshiping him.
Og vi tilbeder ham.
Hallelujah. You know, Jesus, he was the image
Jesus,
and the picture
var,
of the invisible God.
Han var billedet og rammen omkring den usynlige Gud.
And that was one of the purpose that he came.
Og det var en af de hensigter, han kom.
To show the people and the world.
For at vise folket og vise verden.
The Father.
Faderen.
And when and he said, when you have seen me.
Og han sagde, at når du har set mig.
You have seen the Father.
Så har du set faderen.
And then I think was it Thomas or was it Philip? I don't remember. One of the disciples.
Så mener jeg, det var en af disciplene, Thomas eller Philip. Det husker jeg ikke.
Han Jesus, show me the Father.
Jesus, vis mig faderen.
But he has just said, when you see me, you have seen the Father.
Men Jesus, han havde lige sagt, at ser du mig, så har du set faderen.
So he was the image of the invisible God.
Så han var billedet på den usynlige Gud.
And he was coming also to show how God was.
Og han kom også for at vise, hvordan Gud er.
And he shows the will of God.
Og han viste Guds vilje.
That's why he went about and doing good.
Det var derfor han gik rundt og gjorde godt.
And how God he anointed him with Holy Spirit and power.
Og hvordan Gud han salvede ham med den hellige ånd og med
and
kraft.
He went about
og han gik rundt
and doing good
og gjorde godt.
And healing all those who were oppressed of the devil.
Og helbredte alle dem der var undertrykt af djævlen.
Are you happy for that?
Er du glad for det?
You know the devil he is an oppressor.
Djævlen han er en undertrykker.
But you know he came to take the oppression off.
Men han kom for at fjerne undertrykkelsen.
And heal
og helbrede.
Those who were oppressed of the devil.
Og helbrede dem der var undertrykt af djævlen.
Amen. And I think
amen.
We have all been there.
Og jeg tror vi alle sammen har været der.
But his healing touched us.
Men hans helbredende berøring
and
rørte
his
os.
Saving power.
Og hans frelsende
kraft came into our lives.
Kom ind i vores liv.
And we were set free.
Og vi blev sat fri.
From the power of darkness.
Fra mørkets kræfter.
And we were transferred into the kingdom of light.
Og vi blev overført ind i livets rige.
And you know we are there today.
Og der er vi i dag.
Amen. We are in that kingdom.
Vi er i det kongerige.
We are in this world.
Vi er i den her verden.
But we are not of this world.
Men vi er ikke af den her
we
verden.
We are of another kingdom.
Vi er af et andet kongerige.
The kingdom of God.
Guds rige.
And Jesus he said, the kingdom of God.
Og Jesus han sagde at Guds rige
has come near.
Er kommet nær.
Repent.
Omvend jer.
Amen.
Amen.
Repent. Because the kingdom of God has come near.
Fordi Guds rige er kommet nær.
And he said that the kingdom of God.
Og han sagde at Guds rige
is you cannot see it.
Det kan du ikke se.
But it is inside of you.
Men det er inde i dig.
So it's very near.
Så det er meget nært.
Amen.
Amen.
We are in the kingdom of God.
Vi er i Guds rige.
And the kingdom of God is in us.
Og Guds rige er i os.
Hallelujah.
Halleluja.
And in the kingdom of God.
Og i Guds rige.
That God he made us able to live in the kingdom of God.
Og Gud han gjorde os i stand til at kunne
because
leve i
the
hans
rige. Because in the natural we are not able to live in the kingdom of God.
Fordi i det naturlige der er vi ikke i stand til at leve
but
i Guds rige.
But he put faith in our heart.
Men han lagde tro i vores hjerter.
He dealt to everyone a measure of faith.
Og han gav enhver
and
en
with that
del
faith
tro.
In our heart,
og med den tro i vores hjerter,
we are able to live in the kingdom of God.
Så er vi i stand til at bo i Guds rige.
Because without faith,
fordi uden tro,
we cannot be in the kingdom of God.
Så kan vi ikke være i Guds rige.
We move by faith in the kingdom of God.
Vi bevæger os gennem tro
because
i Guds rige.
We cannot see the kingdom of God.
Fordi vi kan ikke se Guds
rige. But we know it's there.
Men vi ved det er der.
By the knowing on the inside.
Ved det vi har
because
af
of the faith that we have.
På grund af den tro vi har.
Put in our hearts.
Som er lagt i vores
because
hjerter.
Because faith is a conviction.
Fordi tro er en overbevisning.
And a knowing.
Og det er en viden.
That the things that we hope for.
At de ting vi håber på.
And dream of.
Og drømmer om.
That they are real.
At de er virkelige.
Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes we hope of things.
Nogle gange så håber vi på ting.
And we think it will never be.
Og vi tror det aldrig kommer til at ske.
But faith.
Men tro.
Make the conviction.
Det skaber en overbevisning.
That this is real.
At det er ægte.
So I can keep my hopes up.
Så jeg kan bevare mit håb.
Amen.
Over.
In this world,
i den her verden,
the people they tell you,
der siger folk til dig,
oh, don't have too high expectations.
Og du skal ikke have så høje forventninger.
Meaning, don't have too high hopes.
Og det betyder at ikke have så højt et håb.
Because you can be disappointed.
Fordi du kan blive skuffet.
Don't fly higher than the wings can carry you.
Flyv ikke højere end vingerne bærer.
We all know that song if you are from Denmark.
Og den sang kender vi alle sammen hvis vi kommer fra Danmark.
Throw it out.
Smid det ud.
Because
fordi,
we can fly high on the wings of God.
Fordi på Guds vinger kan vi flyve højt.
We can have high expectations.
Og vi kan have høje forventninger.
And high hopes.
Og stort håb.
Because hope is real.
Fordi håb er ægte.
Amen. And we have the faith in our heart.
Og vi har troen i vores hjerter.
Amen.
Amen.
And God he says.
Og Gud han siger.
Those who believe.
At de der tror.
And hope in him.
Og håber på ham.
Shall never be ashamed.
Skal aldrig komme til skamme.
Never be put to shame.
Og de skal aldrig blive gjort
amen.
Til skamme.
That means my expectation.
Og det betyder at mine forventninger.
And my hope.
Og mit håb.
In God.
I Gud.
Will never fail.
Det vil aldrig slå fejl.
Can you say amen?
Kan du sige amen?
Open your Bibles.
Åbn Bibelen.
In Matthew.
I Matthæus.
Chapter 9.
Kapitel 9.
And verse 35. Then Jesus went about in all cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them because they were weary and scattered like sheep having no shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest truly is plenty, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest.
Så vandrede Jesus omkring i alle byer og landsbyer, lærte i deres synagoger og prædikede evangeliet om riget. Og helbredte alle slags sygdomme og svaghed. Og da så folkeskarne ynkedes, Da han så folkeskarne, ynkedes han inderligt over dem, til de var vanrygtede og forkomne, som får, da ingen hørte har. Da siger han til sine disciple, høsten er stor, men arbejderne er få. Bed derfor høstens herre om at sende arbejdere ud til sin høst.
So here Matthew he is writing and saying that Jesus he went about in all the cities and villages.
Så her der skriver Matthæus om at Jesus han gik rundt i alle landsbyerne.
And he was teaching in the synagogues.
Og han lærte i synagogerne.
Teaching the word of God.
Han lærte Guds ord.
And that's very important.
Og det er meget vigtigt.
The teaching of the word of God.
At lære Guds ord.
Because the teaching of the word of God.
Fordi læren om Guds ord.
It brings understanding.
Det bringer forståelse.
And it builds us up.
Og det bygger os op.
And understanding is very important.
Og forståelse er meget vigtigt.
Spiritual understanding.
En åndelig forståelse.
Because the word of God.
Fordi Guds ord
is spiritual.
Er åndeligt.
So you need spiritual understanding.
Så du har brug for åndelig forståelse.
Of the word of God.
Af Guds ord.
And the teaching of the word is very important.
Og læren om ordet er meget
and
vigtigt.
Then he was preaching the gospel of the kingdom.
Så prædiker han evangeliet om riget.
He was preaching the gospel, not the only the gospel of salvation.
Han prædikede ikke kun evangeliet om frelse.
But he preached the gospel of the kingdom.
Men han prædikede evangeliet om
riget. And Paul he says, I am not ashamed of the gospel.
Og Paulus han siger, jeg skammer mig ikke over evangeliet.
Because it is the power of God unto salvation.
For det er kraften fra Gud til frelse.
For those who believe.
For dem der tror.
For the Greek, for the Jew first.
For jøderne først.
And also for the Greek.
Og så grækere.
Amen.
Amen.
So he was preaching the gospel of the kingdom.
Så han prædikede evangeliet om riget.
And he was healing every sickness and every disease among the people.
Og helbredte al slags sygdom og svaghed blandt folket.
Halleluja. Yeah. Tak Philip. Lad os give Philip en hånd. Halleluja. Det er bedre. Ja. Yeah. So and he was healing every sickness and disease. Among the people.
Så han helbredte alt slags sygdom og svaghed blandt folket.
And really read what is written here.
Så lad os i sandhed læse, hvad det er, der virkelig står her.
It says, and healing every sickness.
Der står skrevet og helbredte al slags sygdom
and every disease among the people.
Og svaghed blandt folket.
What does that mean?
Hvad er det betyder?
Every sickness and every disease.
Alt sygdom og svaghed.
So there was no sickness that was too big for Jesus.
Så der var ikke nogen sygdom der var for stor for Jesus.
There was no sickness he moved around.
Der var ikke nogen sygdom han gik udenom.
But he healed all everyone who was sick.
Men han helbredte alle der var syge.
Those who came to him.
De der kom til
Amen.
Ham.
So there were three things.
Så der var tre ting.
Here.
Her.
According to this verse.
Ifølge det her skriftsted.
That Jesus he was doing.
Som Jesus han
gjorde. He was teaching the word of God.
Han lærte om Guds ord.
In the synagogue.
I synagogen.
And he was preaching the gospel of the kingdom.
Og han prædikede evangeliet om riget.
And he was healing all sick, all those who were sick.
Og han helbredte alle dem der var syge.
And it also include the those who were possessed.
Og det inkluderede også dem der var besat.
Because when people are getting delivered.
Fordi når folk bliver udfriet.
They will be healed.
Så vil de blive helbredte.
Amen.
Amen.
So Jesus he was doing three things.
Så Jesus han gjorde tre ting.
He was teaching.
Han lærte.
He was preaching.
Han prædikede.
The gospel of the kingdom.
Om Guds rige.
And he was healing and setting people free.
Og han helbredte og satte folk fri.
From all sickness and disease.
Fra alle sygdomme og svagheder.
Amen.
Amen.
So he has the power to heal.
Så han har magten til
and
at helbrede.
And he is the same today.
Og han er den samme i dag.
Yesterday.
I går.
And forever.
Og til Amen. Til evighed.
So he showed the way and the will of the Father.
Så han viste vejen og han og faderens vilje.
Has the will of the Father changed?
Og når faderens vilje changed?
Has it changed?
Har den
no,
forandret sig?
No, it has not changed.
Nej, den har ikke
we
forandret sig.
We agree about that.
Og det kan vi være enige om.
It's the same.
Det er det samme.
Has the power reduced?
Og er magten gået ned?
No, it's the same power.
Nej, det er den samme kraft og magt.
God is the same.
Og Gud, han er den samme.
So we can believe.
Så vi kan tro.
God.
Gud.
For the same things today.
For de samme ting i
Amen.
Dag. Amen.
But then you'll ask, but we don't see it.
Men så spørger du måske, men vi ser det ikke.
No.
Nej.
I agree with that.
Det er jeg enig med dig i.
But we can come there.
Men vi kan komme derhen.
Where we see it.
Hvor vi ser det.
How do we come there?
Og hvordan kommer vi derhen?
You just have to believe.
Vi skal bare tro.
You said believing, right?
Du sagde tro, ikke?
You said it very quietly. I couldn't hardly hear it, but yeah, you said yeah. Believing.
Tro det.
Because believe.
Fordi at tro.
And you will see.
Og så vil du se.
So we need to have our believing up.
Så vi er nødt til at øge det, vi tror.
And how does believing come?
Og hvordan kommer det at tro?
Believing come by hearing.
Det at tro, det kommer af at høre.
And hearing the right things.
Og høre de rigtige ting.
Hearing the word of God.
Høre Guds ord.
Hearing the will of God.
Høre Guds vilje.
Shall I use this one? Okay. And hearing the will of God.
Og høre Guds vilje.
And the plans of God.
Og Guds planer.
Then believing is coming.
Og så tro på, at det kommer.
Because we are created like that.
Fordi sådan er vi skabt.
That what we hear.
At det vi hører.
We will believe.
Det vil vi tro.
And when we hear the word of God.
Og når vi hører Guds ord.
We can believe it.
Så kan vi tro det.
Amen.
Amen.
So we need to see.
Så vi er nødt til at se.
And you know when we hear.
Og når vi hører.
The word of God.
Guds ord.
Again and again.
Igen og igen.
It brings light.
Så bringer det.
In our heart.
Lys i vores hjerter.
And when we are enlightened.
Og når vi er oplyst.
We understand.
Så forstår vi.
We believe.
Og vi tror.
We are there.
At vi er der.
Amen.
Amen.
Because the proverb says.
Fordi i ordsprogene står der.
Pay attention to my words.
Vær opmærksom på mit ord.
Let's just go there.
Lad os bare gå derom.
Proverbs.
Ordsprogene.
Chapter 4.
Kapitel 4.
And verse 20. Read from verse 20.
Og vers 20.
My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ears to my sayings.
Mærk dig, min søn, mine ord. Bøj øre til, hvad jeg siger.
Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart.
Lad det ikke slippe dig af syne. Du vogte det dybt i dit hjerte.
So we need to put attention to the what God is saying.
Så vi er nødt til at mærke os det, som Gud han siger.
And put our ears to it.
Og lytte med vores ører.
And let them not depart from your eyes.
Og ikke slippe det af syne.
So that's why we need to look at it again and again.
Det er derfor vi er nødt til at gense det og se på
Maybe
det igen
not
og igen.
All the time, but again and again.
Måske ikke hele tiden, men igen og igen.
And you know, it's good that we have a Bible.
Og det er godt at vi har en bibel.
We can open.
Som vi kan åbne.
You know, and it's also good to have pictures or scripture hanging on the wall.
Og det er også godt at have billeder og skriftsteder hængende på væggen.
Reminding.
Som minder os om.
Amen.
Amen.
On the refrigerator.
På køleskabet.
In the bathroom.
På badeværelset.
And the small scriptures.
De her små skriftsteder.
Saying that God is good.
Som siger Gud er god.
God is my provider.
Gud han er min forsørger.
God is my healer.
Han er min helbreder.
So and then it says, for they are keep them in the midst of your heart. In verse 21 and verse 22, for they are life to those who find them.
Vogt det dybt i dit hjerte, til det er liv for dem der finder det.
So they are life for those who find them.
Så det er liv for dem der finder det.
So I said before,
som jeg sagde
før, when we hear,
at når vi hører
the word of God,
Guds ord,
Sooner or later.
Så vil vi før eller siden.
They will enlighten your heart.
Oplyses i vores hjerte.
And when they are, you are enlightened in your heart.
Og når du er oplyst i dit
you
hjerte.
You find them.
Så finder du dem.
Amen.
Amen.
They are revealed to you.
Så bliver de åbenbart for dig.
You get the full meaning of it.
Og så får du den fulde betydning
Many
af
times
den.
We just have the word.
Mange gange så har vi ordet.
And we have a human knowledge of the word.
Og så har vi en menneskelig viden
But
om ordet.
But when you find them.
Men når du finder det.
When you are enlightened.
Og når du er oplyst.
You have a full meaning of the word
du,
of God.
Så får du den fulde betydning af Guds ord.
Then they become life.
Så bliver de liv.
To those who find them.
For dem der finder dem.
And health to all their flesh.
Og helse for alt deres kød.
Amen.
Amen.
Health to all their flesh.
Helse for alt deres kød.
So when the word of God.
Så når Guds ord.
Is in our hearts.
Er i vores hjerter.
And they are enlightened.
Og de bliver oplyst.
We find them.
Så finder vi
and
dem.
And they'll become life to us.
Og så vil de blive liv for os.
And even they will become health to all our flesh.
Og de vil endda blive helse for alt vores kød.
Amen.
Amen.
This word.
Det her ord.
It actually means medicine.
Det betyder i reglen taget medicin.
Do you sometimes take medicine?
Tager du nogle gange medicin?
What does it to your? It helps your body.
Hvad gør det ved dig? Det hjælper dit legeme.
To cure.
Til at helbrede.
There is only one bad thing about medicine.
Men der er kun en dårlig ting med medicin.
Most of it.
Ved det meste af det.
Not everything.
Ikke det hele.
But many of the medicine.
Men meget af medicinen.
They have a small side effects.
De har bivirkninger.
But this medicine.
Men den her medicin.
Has no side effects.
Har ingen bivirkninger.
Amen.
Amen.
This is the Hebrew word.
Det er det hebraiske ord.
Mape.
Mape.
And it means medicine.
Og det betyder medicin.
It comes from the word rafa.
Det kommer fra ordet rafa.
That means to heal.
Som betyder at helbrede.
It's one of the names of God.
Og det er en af Guds navne.
Amen.
Amen.
So it is health to your flesh.
Så det er helse for dit kød.
It is mape to your flesh.
Det er mape for dit kød.
Medicine.
Medicin.
Healing.
Helbredelse.
Rafa.
Rafa.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
Keep them in your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life.
Vogt dit hjerte mere end alt andet, til derfra udspringer livet.
Amen.
Amen.
Life is coming from your heart.
Liv, det kommer fra dit hjerte.
What life?
Hvilket
your
liv?
Life.
Dit liv.
Your tomorrow.
Dit i morgen.
Your future.
Din fremtid.
My future is in my heart.
Min fremtid er i mit hjerte.
Amen.
Amen.
Keep them and because for out of it springs the issues of life.
Vogt dit hjerte mere end alt andet, til derfra udspringer livet.
So it is health for my body.
Så det er helse for mit legeme.
And you know Jesus he came to bring healing.
Og Jesus han kom for at bringe helbredelse.
So this book.
Så den her bog.
Is a healing book.
Er en helbredende bog.
God wants to heal us.
Gud han ønsker at helbrede os.
God wants to restore us.
Gud han ønsker at genoprette os.
Amen.
Amen.
And we want to come there where Jesus he was.
Og vi ønsker at komme der til hvor Jesus var.
Where all who came to him.
At når alle kom til ham.
He healed them.
Så helbredte han dem.
Amen.
Amen.
And I said before.
Og jeg har sagt det
and
før.
And we agreed about it.
Og vi blev enige om
that
det.
We can come there.
At der kan vi også komme hen.
We just need to believe.
Vi har bare nødt til at have tro.
We need to have our believing up.
Vi er nødt til at øve vores tro.
Believing.
Tro.
That Jesus.
At Jesus.
He will heal me.
Han vil helbrede mig.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And actually,
og faktisk,
not only that he will heal me.
Ikke kun at han vil helbrede mig.
We also have to understand that he already healed me.
Vi er også nødt til at forstå at han allerede har helbredt mig. Amen.
Because we are in the kingdom of God.
Fordi vi er i Guds rige.
And in the kingdom of God.
Og i Guds rige.
Everything is settled.
Der er alt klart.
The only thing I've just I haven't seen it in my life yet.
Det eneste er bare, jeg har ikke set det i mit liv
endnu. But it doesn't mean that it's not there.
Men det betyder ikke, at det ikke er der.
It is there.
Det er der.
Amen.
Amen.
When it enlightened my heart.
Når det oplyser mit hjerte.
Amen.
Amen.
And I believing is coming in my heart.
Og jeg tror, at det kommer i mit hjerte.
Amen. So I believe.
Så jeg tror.
That we are going to see multitudes.
At vi kommer til at se skare.
Be healed.
Der bliver helbredt.
And restored.
Og genoprettet.
Amen.
Amen.
We have words.
Vi har ord.
Prophetic words.
Profetiske ord.
For our nation.
For vores nation.
That a great healing power.
At der kommer en stor helbredende
kraft,
og det vil blive set i Danmark.
Yeah, it will even be like the pool of Bethesda.
Det vil endda blive ligesom Bethesda, hvad? Dammen.
Amen. When the angel came.
Da englen kom.
But it's not just the first one who comes down.
Men det er ikke kun den første, der kommer i dammen.
But it is. Everyone who come down.
Men det er alle, der kommer
i dammen. Because it is a healing pool.
Fordi det er en helbredende dam.
Amen.
Amen.
Matthew.
Matthæus.
Chapter 8.
Kapitel 8.
And verse 16.
Og vers 16.
When evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word, and healed all who were sick.
Da det blev aften, førte de mange besatte til ham, og han uddrev ånderne ved sit ord og helbredte alle.
Halleluja, I like that.
Det kan jeg lide.
It's very easy.
Det er meget let.
He drive out the demon.
Han uddriver dæmonerne.
Of those who were demon possessed.
Af dem der var besatte.
By the word.
Ved ordet.
The word of God.
Guds ord.
And he healed all.
Og han helbredte alle,
who were sick,
der var syge.
Again, all.
Igen, alle.
Not only someone.
Ikke kun nogen.
Few of them.
Nogle få af dem.
But all.
Men alle.
Amen.
Amen.
And remember, we are coming there.
Og husk, at der er vi på vej hen.
Can we agree about that?
Kan vi blive enige om det?
We want to have our believing up.
Vi ønsker at øge vores tro.
That Jesus is the same.
Er den samme.
Yesterday.
I går.
Today and forever.
I dag og til evigt.
In Denmark.
I Danmark.
Amen.
Amen.
It's not only in some places.
Det er ikke kun nogle steder.
But also in Denmark.
Men også i Danmark.
Because in many places they see mighty miracles.
Fordi på mange steder der ser de mægtige mirakler.
South America.
I Sydamerika.
Africa.
Afrika.
India, Asia.
Indien, Asien.
But also in Denmark.
Men også i Danmark.
Because there is a people.
Fordi der er et folk,
who believe,
som
that
tror,
he is the same,
at han er den samme,
yesterday,
i går,
today and forever.
I dag og til
he
evigtid.
Has the same healing power,
han har den samme helbredende kraft,
and he has the same desire,
og han har det samme ønske,
to reach out,
til at række ud,
and heal,
og helbrede,
and set a demon possessed free,
og sætte dæmonbesatte fri.
Then we continue to read,
og så fortsætter vi med at læse,
that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took the infirmities and bore our sicknesses.
For at det skulle gå i opfyldelse, som er talt ved profeten Esajas, der siger, han tog vores svagheder og bar vores sygdomme.
I like that.
Det kan jeg også lide.
Matthew.
Matthæus.
I like Matthew.
Jeg kan lide Matthæus.
It, because it has been, it has to be fulfilled, the scripture.
Fordi skriftstedet skal opfyldes.
As the prophet has said.
Som profeten har sagt.
He says that many places.
Og det siger han mange steder.
So let's go to Isaiah.
Så lad os gå om til Esajas.
53.
53.
And verse 4.
I vers 4.
Surely he has borne our grief. That's our sickness and weaknesses, and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed.
Og dog vores sygdomme bar han, tog vores smerter på sig. Vi regnede ham for plaget, slagen, gjort elendig af Gud, men han blev såret for vores overtrædelser, knust for vores brødes skyld. Os til fred kom straf over ham, vi fik lægedom ved hans sår.
Halleluja.
Halleluja. Wonderful. Det er vidunderligt.
It says, he bore our sicknesses.
Der står, han bar vores sygdomme.
And further it says, by his stripes we are healed.
Og videre så står der, vi fik lægedom ved hans sår.
Amen. Amen. When was that?
Hvornår var det?
This is a prophecy of Jesus.
Det er en profeti om Jesus.
On the cross.
På korset.
Many, many, many years before he went there.
Mange år før det skete.
But in God.
Men i Gud.
It had already happened.
Så var det allerede sket.
Because it says.
For der står.
In Revelation.
I åbenbaringen.
That he was slain.
At han var slain.
Before the foundation of the earth.
Før jordens skabelse.
That's very difficult to understand.
Og det er meget svært at forstå.
But we receive it by faith.
Men vi tager imod det i tro.
So Isaiah he prophesied.
Så Isaias han profeterede.
What happened on the cross?
Hvad der skete på korset?
That he took our sicknesses.
At han tog vores sygdomme.
And by his stripes we were healed.
Og ved hans sår der får vi lægedom.
And all we like sheep have gone astray, verse 6. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid upon him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and a sheep before its shearers is silent. So he opened not his mouth.
Vi får alle vild som får. Vi vendte os hver sin vej. Men Herren lod falde på ham den skyld, der lå på os alle. Han blev knust og bar det stille. Han oplod ikke sin mund som et lam, der føres hen at slagtes. Som et får, der er stumt, når det klippes. Han oplod ikke sin mund.
He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who will declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgression of my people he was stricken. And they made him his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death. Because he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth.
Fra trængsel og dom blev han taget. Men hvem i hans samtid tænkte, da han reves fra de levendes land, at han ramtes for mit folks overtrædelse? Hos gudløse gav man ham grav og gravkommer hos den rige, en skønt han ikke gjorde uret, og der ikke var svig i hans mund.
Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. And he shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge my righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities.
Det var Herrens vilje at slå ham med sygdom. Når hans sjæl havde fuldbragt et skyldoffer, skulle han se afkom, leve længe, og Herrens vilje lykkes ved hans hånd. Fordi hans sjæl har haft møje, skal han se det, hvorved han skal mættes. Når han kendes, skal min retfærdige tjener retfærdiggøre de mange, han som bar deres overtrædelser.
So it's interesting to read here,
så det er interessant at læse her,
that it pleased God to strike him with sickness.
At det var Gud velbehageligt at slå ham med sygdom.
How can that be?
Hvordan kan det være?
Because he bore our sicknesses.
Fordi han bar vores sygdomme.
By his stripes we were healed.
Ved hans sår får vi lægedom.
Therefore God he rejoiced.
Så derfor glæder Gud sig.
The kingdom of God rejoices.
Guds rige glæder sig.
When healing happens.
Når lægedom sker.
When healing power is happening in our soul.
Når lægedommens kraft der sker i vores sjæl.
And in our body.
Og i vores lemmer.
Amen.
Amen.
So it pleased the Lord to bruise him.
Så det glædede Herren at slå ham.
And he made us righteous.
Og han gjorde os retfærdige.
Amen. That was what happened on the cross.
Det var det der skete på korset.
That all the sicknesses
at alle
of this world
i den her verden
was upon Jesus.
Var på Jesus.
Even all sins of this world.
Alle verdens synd.
And that's why, you know, we got his righteousness.
Det er derfor vi har fået hans retfærdighed.
And that we can by his stripes we were healed.
At ved hans sår får vi lægedom.
Amen.
Amen.
And Peter he said.
Og Peter han sagde.
The same.
Det samme.
In 2 Peter.
I 2. Peter.
No, excuse me, 1 Peter 2.
1. Peter 2.
And verse 24.
I vers 24.
We can read from 22.
Så kan vi læse fra vers 22.
Who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth, is about Jesus.
Det handler om Jesus, og han siger, han som ikke gjorde synd, og i vis mund, der ikke blev fundet svig.
Who, when he was reviled, did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but commit himself to him who judges righteously.
Han, som ikke skældte igen, når han blev skældt ud, ikke troede, når han led ondt, men overgav sin sag til ham, der dømmer retfærdigt.
That was what we just read in Isaiah.
Og det er det, vi lige har læst om i Esajas.
And here is also an example for us to learn.
Og det er også et eksempel for os, som vi kan tage ved lære
af. And walking according to.
Og vandre.
Because God
med.
Is our judge.
Fordi Gud, han er vores dommer.
Sometimes we are our own judge.
Nogle gange så er vi vores egen dommer.
But you know, I know that God, he's a better judge than you and I.
Men jeg ved, at Gud, han er en bedre dommer end du og jeg.
Amen.
Amen.
Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for the righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed.
Han, som selv bar vores synder på sit læme op på korsets træ, for at vi afdøde fra vores synder, skal leve for retfærdigheden. Han ved vist sår, I fik lægedom.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
All in one package.
Det hele i en pakke.
He bore our sins
Han bar
on
vores
the
synder
cross.
På korset.
And by his stripes we were healed.
Og ved hans sår fik vi lægedom.
Peter, he doesn't say, you are going to be healed.
Peter, han siger ikke, I vil blive, I
no,
vil
you were healed.
Nej, I fik lægedom.
Remember, we are in the kingdom of God.
Husk, vi er i Guds rige.
Amen.
Amen.
And we want to see the things that are in the kingdom of God.
Og vi ønsker at se de ting, der er i Guds rige.
As a reality in this world.
Som en virkelighed i den her verden.
Amen.
Amen.
And in our lives.
Og i vores liv.
And we can see that when our belief comes up.
Og det kan vi se, når vores overbevisning og tro øges.
Amen. And we are enlightened in our hearts.
Og vi bliver oplyst i vores hjerter.
Because then it's life to us.
Fordi så bliver det liv for os.
And it is health to our flesh.
Og helse for vores kød.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So it is the will of God.
Så det er Guds vilje.
That healing happens in my life.
At der er lægedom i
He
mit liv.
He is not withholding anything.
Han holder ikke noget tilbage.
Everything has been prepared.
Alt er forberedt.
Amen.
Amen.
So don't say, why God?
Så sig ikke til Gud, hvorfor?
We have all been there.
Der har vi alle sammen
and
været.
And we have our moments.
Og vi har de øjeblikke.
But we say, thank you, God.
Hvor vi siger, tak Gud.
For my healing.
For min lægedom.
That by your stripes.
At ved dine sår.
I was healed.
Der har jeg fået lægedom.
Amen.
Amen.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
He sent his word.
Han sendte sit ord.
And healed them.
Og helbredte dem.
Amen.
Amen.
You know God, he's sending his word today.
Ved du, Gud han sender sit ord i dag.
He's sending his word every day.
Og han sender sit ord hver dag.
Can I catch it?
Kan jeg gribe det?
And it brings healing to me.
Så bringer det lægedom
Sometimes
for
we
mig.
Have to catch the word.
Og nogle gange så har vi nødt til at gribe fat i ordet.
Amen.
Amen.
Like you know, yes. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Now Richard, he's not here today.
Nu er Richard her ikke i dag.
He once he said he stole a word.
Han sagde engang, at han stjal et ord.
But it became his.
Men det blev hans.
And it was real.
Og det var ægte.
Amen. So the word of God.
Så Guds ord.
We have to be attentive.
Det er vi nødt til at mærke os.
When we read the word of God.
Når vi læser Guds ord.
Or when we hear the word of God.
Og når vi hører Guds ord.
And we have to be ready.
Så er vi nødt til at være klar.
Yes. He sent his word.
For han sendte sit ord.
And healed them.
Og gav lægedom.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh my soul.
Oh min sjæl.
Thank the Lord.
Tak Herren.
Because he has been good.
Fordi han har været god.
Amen.
Amen.
He who forgives me.
Han som tilgiver mig.
All my trespasses.
Alle mine overtrædelser.
And all my sins.
Og alle mine synder.
And who heals all my diseases.
Og som helbreder alle mine sygdomme.
In Psalm 103.
I Salme 103.
Amen.
Amen.
He says he heals all my diseases.
Han der siger han helbreder alle mine sygdomme.
Amen.
Amen.
And Malachi he says.
Og i Malakias der siger han.
That the son of righteousness.
At retfærdighedens søn.
Shall arise.
Skal rejse sig.
With healing under its wings.
Med lægedom under sine vinger.
Amen.
Amen.
And you know who the righteous son of righteousness is.
Og ved du hvem retfærdighedens søn er?
Ja, yeah, son. But it is the son. Hvad? It is the son.
Ah, det er sønnen.
Son. Son.
Nå, retfærdighedens sol. Nå, yeah. Undskyld, det kunne jeg ikke høre. Sorry.
No. But it's the same sol. Word. It's no different. But it is the son.
Men det er sønnen.
Amen.
Beklager.
The son of righteousness is the son of God.
Så retfærdighedens sol er Guds søn.
Arise.
Og han skal rejse sig.
Over those who love him.
Over dem, and over der the elsker ham. Og over retfærdighed.
With healing under their wings.
Med helbredelse under sine vinger.
And they shall go out.
Og de skal rejse ud.
And tremble.
Og de skal ryste.
On evil. They shall step on the evil.
Og de skal træde det onde.
Under their feet.
Træde de onde under deres fødder.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So that's the word of God.
Så det er Guds ord.
To us today.
Til os i dag.
That God is the Jehovah Rapha.
At Gud han er Jehova Rapha.
The healer. And he sent his word.
Og han sendte sit ord.
To heal.
For at give lægedom.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And by his stripes.
Og ved hans sår.
I'm healed.
Der er jeg helbredt.
Amen. Shall we stand up and pray?
Skal vi rejse os og bede?
So Lord, we thank you.
Så Herre, vi takker dig.
For your word.
For dit ord.
We thank you, Lord.
Vi takker dig, Herre.
That we can count on your word.
At vi kan regne med dit ord.
Today.
I dag.
It is settled.
Det er klart i himlen.
And on earth.
Og på jorden.
Amen.
Amen.
So what you did 2000 years ago.
Så det du gjorde for 2000 år siden.
In Christ Jesus.
I Kristus
Jesus. Is a reality here today.
Det er en virkelighed her i dag.
And we believe, Lord.
Og vi tror, Herre.
That we were healed.
At vi fik lægedom.
By your stripes.
Ved dine sår.
And we believe.
Og vi tror.
That all our nation.
At hele vores nation.
Were healed.
Blev helbredt.
By your stripes.
Ved dine sår.
And the forgiveness of sins.
Og tilgivelsen af synder.
Also.
Også.
Let us see your glory.
Og vi ser din herlighed.
Here today.
I dag.
And in our nation.
Og i vores nation.
The glory.
Herligheden.
That is like in at the Father.
Som det er hos Faderen.
Let your will be done.
Lad din vilje ske.
On earth.
På jorden.
As it is in heaven.
Som det sker i himlen.
Let your glory.
Lad din herlighed
be revealed.
Blive åbenbart.
Here on earth.
Her på jorden.
So Lord.
Så Herre.
We are longing.
Vi længes.
To see.
Efter at se.
Your kingdom.
Dit rige.
Come.
Komme.
And it's already here.
Og det er her allerede.
But we want to see it manifest.
Men vi ønsker at se det manifesteret.
With salvation.
Med frelse.
Healing.
Helbredelse.
Signs and wonders.
Og med tegn og under.
And I thank you, Lord.
Og jeg takker dig, Herre.
For everyone here today.
For alle her i dag.
Everyone who is struggling.
alle som
fighting sickness,
som bøvler og kæmper med sygdomme.
Lord,
Herre,
let your healing power,
lad din lægedomskraft
just flow,
flyde.
We receive,
vi tager imod.
Thank you for your word.
Tak for dit ord.
Send your word.
Dit sendte ord.
And heal us.
Og du sendte dit ord og gav os lægedom.
We thank you, Lord.
Vi takker dig, Herre.
And we give you praise.
Og vi giver dig pris.
And we break every power of sickness.
Og vi bryder enhver sygdomslænke.
And disease.
Og svaghed.
In Jesus' name.
I Jesu navn.
We thank you, Lord.
Vi takker dig, Herre.
For freedom.
For frihed.
To spirit.
Ånd.
Soul and body.
Sjæl og læme.
Let your will be done.
Din vilje ske.
Here today.
Her i dag.
Amen.
Amen.
Halleluja.
Tak fordi du lyttede med til denne udsendelse fra Troens Ord. For mere information og for at kontakte os, gå til www.troensord.dk.